Top 10. Curator Anna Bedard talks about the poster For Health, Eat Some Food from Each Group Every Day.
This poster was produced in 1943 by the US Department of Agriculture and is one of the earliest examples of dietary guidance in the US. It's a coloured poster, 75 centimetres high and 59 centimetres wide, displayed in a frame behind glass. Against a black background is a disc neatly divided into equal segments, each one a different colour. A border around the edge numbers them as groups 1 through to 7. Above the disc, in large white letters, is the heading, For Health, Eat Some Food from Each Group Every Day. This instruction ends with an exclamation mark. Each segment contains a black and white ink drawing of the food group it represents. For example, Group 1's green segment is for green and yellow vegetables and shows tins and packets, as well as fresh vegetables. Moving around clockwise, the orange segment, Group 2, is for oranges, tomatoes, grapefruit. Milk and milk products are categorised as Food Group 4 on the bottom right of the disc. This segment is white and shows a tall milk bottle, a piece of cheese on a plate, and packages of other milk products. Why dairy products have their own dedicated category in food charts is something that really interested us when we first started researching for the exhibition. We were keen to find out how and why this happened. The Eat Well Guide, which is the UK's current dietary guidelines, which were produced in 2016, still have a dedicated section for dairy, although interestingly this does now include dairy alternatives, such as soya drinks. Milk has been privileged in our diets because of its very unique combination of nutrients. It's often referred to as a complete food. We talk about it as being high in protein and a really good source of calcium. I think the idea that your diet will somehow be deficient if you don't drink milk is so embedded into our thinking in the UK. A lot of this has to do with the relationship between milk and children. As adults, there are actually a lot of foods that are very high in calcium, for example, greens, spinach, and kale. But of course, the other thing that's going on here is to do with money. Today, the US government is responsible for producing the national dietary guidelines, but they are also responsible for ensuring that the dairy industry is successful. So good sales of milk means good profits. The US dairy industry is quite a powerful lobbying force. In the US and in the UK too, when the dietary guidelines are set, there are a lot of different players at that table. That includes nutritional experts, public health experts, policymakers, but also representatives from the food and drink industry and from the dairy industry. The final guidelines will reflect those different voices. In the centre of the food wheel disc is a smaller one in white, featuring a drawing in blue ink of a smiling white family with a father wearing a hat, a mother in a dress, and two children holding hands, surrounded by the words, US needs us strong, eat the basic seven every day, which is printed in red. So there's also a suggestion here that eating in the right way is a patriotic duty and is part of being a good American citizen. The family appear to be white and non-disabled. They represent a traditional nuclear family of two parents of different genders and two children. It feels like the poster is saying, this is what good health and good citizens look like, and it's incredibly exclusive. Around 10% of the US population in the 1940s would have been black, as well as Asian communities, Latine communities, and of course, Indigenous Americans. We know that there is a higher prevalence of lactose intolerance in these communities, which means they would have had difficulty digesting milk. The term lactose intolerant is interesting because it's a negative term. You can't tolerate it. In reality, the decline of lactase, the enzyme that helps bodies digest milk, happens in the majority of the population worldwide after childhood. So there's a racial bias in the privileging of milk and dairy products in dietary guidelines. But there's also a moral judgment here, an implication that by not following a healthy or good diet, you're not being a good citizen